There was a touch of psychism in his family, and he himself had many odd experiences while still a boy. The more systematic development of his mediumship began in when a series of sittings were held at his home in San Diego. They were marked at first by a remarkable xenoglossy, or gift of tongues, and for some weeks it was difficult to get any communications in English. Soon, however, the first of the present controls took charge, and there has been a steady improvement in the receptivity, and in the physical health, of the medium. The quality of the messages received has been uniformly high, concerned for the most part with questions in science, philosophy, metaphysics and cultural subjects generally. No religionist or cultist approach is involved, nor will the controls permit it. All the meetings are held in full light and no physical phenomena occur. Mark simply goes to sleep and the various controls talk through him. They are fully integrated personalities, highly informed, and anxious to serve their friends on this side in every possible way. The communications are now widely known in the Western states, and thousands of pages of reports and transcripts of them have been made available in mimeographed form. The director and associates of the Borderland Sciences have cooperated in all this, so far as their limited resources have permitted. We consider Mark Proper to be one of the most remarkable deep, trance mediums now living, and that knowledge of the highest importance has become available through his powers. M. L. Chart of the Etheric Zones of Terror, as given to Dr. Gerald Light, is last in that article, illustration copied here below. E and D, the planetary logos, undifferentiated. The universal mind. F, the great depths, or sea trenches, 5 to 6 miles. F is also the summits of the mountains of Etheria. The etheric penetrates to E, but for practical purposes may be considered as ending at F. A, B, C, D, E are the traditional divisions of the inner planes. The jagged lines are the mountains of our globe, rising into the etheric and descending into A, B and C. The dimensions of the etheric circles should be much larger. The greatest heights of the etheric mountains are the deepest parts of our seas. This chart, in more detailed and exact form, was given to G. L. by Etherian guides and instructors. The end. This was from the Borderland Sciences Research Associates, and third edition, 1957 from this book, The Coming of the Guardians.